This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching here into yet another hour of fun. You can take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, well, the news out of Scotland, not the best. Not the best news. 55% voting to stay in the United Kingdom. And it's a bummer. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, at least the first time. And, you know, for the first vote, it's not a bad turnout. It's not not a bad result, I would
not
think.
Bad at all, especially when you consider that about 2 months ago, it was a 22-point differential in the opinion polls.
But more than 2 months ago, it was an even wider gap. I think it was like 70% were for staying in earlier this year. So it's really shifted over the last year that people have had the chance to persuade their friends and family members on this issue. As we saw in the breakdown here from ZeroHedge.com, there was a post-referendum poll that found that younger people were more likely to vote yes to secede. People over the age of 55 more likely to vote no. In fact, 65 plus, 73% of them voting no. 55 to 64, 57% voting no. And then once you go below the age of 55, you start getting yes votes in almost every category except for 18 to 24. The 18 to 24-year-olds, 48% voted yes. But again, that's pretty close. And if you average in the rest of the age ranges under 55, it would have been yes had those older folks not been in the game. That doesn't mean that I wish those people were dead. Somebody called in and said that you're not peace-oriented because you're wishing the deaths of people. No, I just acknowledged that older people are going to die off sooner than younger people, and the statistics show that younger people support secession. So I just want to see that happen because I think it's good for the world.
Right, and just to be clear, and I don't want to speak for you, Ian, but at least where I'm coming from, even if the majority of people in Scotland would have voted to leave the United Kingdom, I think that those people that voted to remain part of the United Kingdom should be allowed to remain British citizens.
Why not? Yeah,
living in Scotland, if that's what they want.
Sure, if they want to keep paying taxes to the crown, they should be able to, right?
Right.
Why would I want to stop them from doing that? It's just that the people who don't want to be a part of that scam and that scheme anymore should be able to opt out, which is why I support personal secession. So there's some more interesting numbers here, and then we'll actually get into some statistics about Americans' support of secession, because last night we shared a poll that we'd shared in the past, September of 2013 poll, that showed that about 21% of Americans were in favor of the idea of states having the right to secede. Didn't mean they would vote for it. It just meant that they favored that right of a state to secede. So there's been a new poll that's come out literally just today or yesterday, and we have those numbers. But in the post-referendum Scotland poll, there's some more interesting breakdowns here. Number four on this question, they interviewed over 2,000 adults who voted in the referendum the other day. Question four was, would you be reluctant in any way to tell your friends, family, or colleagues how you voted? The majority of the voters, 89% of the yes voters, said they would not be reluctant. 86% of the no voters said they would not be reluctant to tell their friends. Five, I'm going to read out three reasons people have given for voting yes. Please rank them in order of how important they were in your decision, even if there were other reasons that were important to you. The 70% of yes voters said the most important reason was the principle that all decisions about Scotland should be taken in Scotland. 70% of yes voters said that was their most important reason. 20% said that on balance, Scotland's future looked brighter as an independent country, and 10% of them said that independence would mean no more conservative governments. Number six was another similar question, but for the no voters.
And there, just for the sake of clarification, conservative there is with a capital C, meaning conservative party, not necessarily conservative ideology.
Number six on the question was for the no voters. Same question. What was the most important reason of these options as far as why you voted no?
I hate William Wallace.
47% of no voters said they voted no, most importantly because the risks of becoming independent looked too great when it came to things like the currency, EU membership, the economy, jobs, and prices. 27% of them voted no because a strong attachment to the UK and its shared history, culture, and traditions. And 25% voted no because a no vote would still mean extra powers for the Scottish Parliament together with the security of remaining part of the UK, giving the best of both worlds.
What was the percentage on that third one?
The third one, 25%.
Okay, and that's, as I speculated earlier, that a lot of people were voting no because of the promises by the British Parliament of, if you vote no, we'll give you more autonomy.
So 25, so one, a quarter of no voters, that was their motivation. So there you go, your speculation was correct. And then finally, number seven, if it turns out that a majority has voted no in the referendum, which is what it turned out, for how long do you think the question of whether Scotland should be independent or remain in the UK will remain settled? Yes voters, 45% of them said it will be settled for the next 5 years, and 20% of no voters said it will be settled for the next 5 years. 16% of yes voters said for the next 10 years, 18% of no voters for the next 10 years, and so on. So I think it's been fascinating to watch. I know it's disappointing, obviously, that it didn't go through. And I'm wondering, will this come up again? Will it take another 5 years for this to come up again? Could it be another 2-3 years? When will we see this question again? Because I suspect,
I'm thinking maybe 10.
I suspect this won't. This isn't over. In Scotland.
I don't think it's over, but I don't think it's going to be less than 5 years. I think 10, somewhere between 5 to 10, I think is a safe estimate.
Also, another interesting question, number two on this list, is when did you finally make up your mind on how to vote in the referendum?
Ooh.
Of the no voters, 72% of them knew that they were going to vote no longer than a year ago, and or I always have known how I would vote. So 72%, 10% of them was longer than a year, 62% says I have always known how I would vote. So the people who didn't want to change anything were, you know, they'd always been that way. But the yes voters were more undecided until the last month, week, few days, last day. So 52% of yes voters made a decision since the beginning of the year, or in the last month, or in the last week, or so within the last year. 48% knew how they were going to vote longer than a year ago, or have always known. So the I've always known how I would vote category, only 38% of the yes voters always knew that they supported independence. So that's a significant chunk. That's 62% of the yes voters who didn't know. You know, they didn't know up until basically the last year or two.
Right. And as I had referenced earlier, it was within the last 2 months that the 22% gap was narrowed to where basically it was a 5-point swing. Had 5% of the voters gone the opposite way, then the results would have turned out different. And a lot of that had to do with the televised debate in which Alex Salmond just completely demolished the, you know, we have to stay with England supporter who was up there, you know, telling all the people the fearful reasons of, here's all the bad things that will happen if we Scots decide to leave.
In fact, if you tally it up, you talked about the last 2 months. They break it down. It's since the beginning of last year, or excuse me, since the beginning of the year, in the last month, in the last week, in the last few days, and on referendum day. If you look at the yes voters there and you tally up day of, last few days, last week, and last month, you get, looks like 8 and 7, 15, 6, 21, plus 18. So about 40% actually made their decision within the last month to go ahead and vote yes for secession. And that says to me there's a lot of persuasion that can still be done.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who, you know, were on the fence right up until the last minute. This isn't a done deal. And the same thing's going to apply here in the United States, where some interesting numbers are coming out, where about a quarter of Americans are on board for secession.
In some extent. To
All
some
right.
extent.
Do give us the details here in a moment, Daryl. You've got that, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back with that here in moments. And then another shocking number about how many Americans can name the three branches of government. We'll get into that as well. Interesting numbers here tonight on Free Talk Live. But your calls come first if you make them. We'd love to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. How do you feel about secession? This is Free Talk Live.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls. You just dial in toll free. That's all you have to do. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, we got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. So again, username lrn.fm on Skype.
And it sounds better, generally.
So much better.
Sounds better. As long as you have a decent internet connection that you're not uploading a bunch of stuff on.
If you're torrenting, it might not work for you, but yeah.
Or, you know, watching YouTube videos or, you know, as long as you have a good internet connection and a decent microphone.
Yeah, well, you know what? Even without a decent microphone, even as, for instance, if you've got a cell phone, you can put the Skype app on your cell phone and that will make your phone sound better. The microphone in your cell phone is a okay microphone. It's just that when you talk over regular phone lines, it sounds like you're on a, you know, 1950s phone because the old phone lines are still routed through old networks and they have to cut the audio quality. So just even just using the Skype app over your cell phone to call us via your cell phone will increase the quality of your cell phone call to us. So if you can't use Skype, you can call us on the old toll-free line at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I had somebody contact me today saying, hey, how do I get Bitcoin? And, well, the answer is expresscoin.com, Bitcoin. Now's a great time, actually, to buy Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's on sale!
It sure is. What was it, like $400, I think, when I woke up today? And last time I looked, it was still right around that same price point, 380 something.
I'll pull up the price. You tell people about ExpressCoin.
You can also get Dogecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and Litecoin from expresscoin.com. And you can do it easily. It's quick. And you can do it with money order, check, or wire transfer, even cash deposit. Just get started. Create your account at expresscoin.com. And you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at expresscoin.com. It's available in Canada and the United States. They make it easy, and it works. And customer service is important to them at expresscoin.com. In fact, you can even get a sweet deal by using code FTL and get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for zero fee. No transfer fee. If you use code FTL at expresscoin.com on less than $40 worth of Bitcoin orders, if you go over $40, it's only a 3% fee the last time I checked, and that's an amazing price. It's the best price I think you're going to find online for transferring cash into Bitcoin. So go to expresscoin.com. What is the current Bitcoin price?
$395.24.
That is, now, by the way, remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, hence buy up to $40 worth. So that would be approximately one-tenth.
Point one Bitcoin would be $39.52 and no transaction fee.
If you use code FTL at expresscoin.com. So you've been waiting. If you've been waiting and thinking about getting Bitcoin, you know, this might be a good time to do it. Now, of course, it's hard to predict what it's going to do next. I mean, tomorrow it could be, you know, in an hour, it could be lower in price or it could be higher. So it's unpredictable. We don't know. This is a new world. This is a new currency. It's a decentralized currency. This is not issued by any government or any bank. You can send money to anyone anywhere in an instant for next to zero cost. I mean, it's an amazing technology, and it's working very well. So go to expresscoin.com to grab yours. We've been talking about secession, and in fact, the Scottish secession movement, while it didn't ultimately succeed at the polls the other day, a couple days ago, it has succeeded in bringing the idea of secession back to the forefront, back to the table for discussion. And as I was saying last night on the show, I think this is one of the most important issues of our time. And I suspect you would agree with me on this, Daryl.
Yes.
And I think that this is a great excuse to start a conversation. You've got a weekend coming up here. If you're going to be hanging out with friends or family, you got a party to attend. What a great time to bring up, use Scotland as an excuse to bring this issue up. Hey, did you guys hear about the what happened in Scotland this week? What do you think about that? And just see what your friends and family think about this. Get the conversation started. Maybe they haven't thought about it. Maybe they didn't even know about what was going on in Scotland. I think that the more we can get people talking about secession, the more we can raise that issue in people's consciousness, the more we talk about it, the more it becomes real. And I don't know about you, but I want this to be real. I want this to happen.
Oh, I want it to happen, and not just for Scotland.
I want it everywhere.
Not just for New Hampshire or Texas. I think that there should be as many countries as there are people.
Yes, and I totally agree, but, you know, baby steps. We'll get
right
there. Toll-free number.
So, you know, one more country is one more step towards 7 billion countries.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So shifting from over across the pond to here in the United States, last night it was a poll that we shared with about 21% of Americans saying they supported a state's right to vote to secede from the United States. Approximately 17% of Americans said they would vote to secede their state from their state, excuse me, to their section of their state from their state to create another state within the United States. To me, that's okay.
So like the North Colorado thing, or the state of Jefferson.
Or California splitting into six separate states. I mean, I support that, but it's not as exciting to me as true secession, which would be to leave the United States and become an independent country at that point. And so that's what this new poll is all about, right, Daryl? There's a fresh poll that just hit today.
Yep, fresh poll done by Reuters and Ipsos, and it was conducted between August 23rd and September 16th, and they found that 23.9% of Americans who were polled say that they strongly support or tend to support the idea of their state leaving the U.S.
All right.
53.3% of the 8,952 people that were asked strongly opposed or tended to oppose that notion.
I love it.
The article here says
that leaves about, what, 20% or so that are undecided?
15-ish,
yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Just running the numbers in my head. Somewhere between 15 and 20, I think, would be undecided.
That's different wording than the Rasmussen poll from 2013, which asked if they supported the right of a state to secede. Similar, but not exactly the same question, where only about 21% said they supported that right. Here you're saying about 24%.
23.9.
So approximately 24% of Americans, almost one out of four Americans, saying they would vote for secession, basically, right? That they support their state seceding.
They support or tend to support the idea
of their state seceding.
Of their state.
Not some other state leaving.
Right. So this isn't a question of do you think that any state has a right or should leave. It's do you support or tend to support your state doing so?
I think it's a good question. And
it is. But I would love to see the response of people being asked, do you support any state leaving?
I would also be interested in seeing that because I remember when, you recall after 2012 election, there was these petitions, these online petitions that people were signing, Texas.
The WhiteHouse.gov.
Yeah. Texas had, what, like 100,000 signatures or something like
couple
that?
Couple hundred.
So those things came out, and there was a lot of discussion in the media about this. And I remember reading, I don't know if it was Slate.com, but some lefty site, where there was some opinion columnist who was saying, this is great, let them go. The idea being that if the red states leave, then that makes it more, you know, of a better situation for the blue state folks, right? And gives them more control over the United States. So it seems to me like everybody's got an interest in seeing and supporting the idea of secession, even though obviously majority of Americans don't support it.
But there's more from this poll that I want to get into.
We'll do that in moments. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Of course, we'll take your calls also on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, they provide only the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Now, modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You order with Bitcoin, you get 33% off at modup.net. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, that's code FTL for an amazing deal over at modup.net, modup.net. So, Daryl, you are sharing with us the results of a poll. Who was the polling company on this one?
It was commissioned by Reuters, done by Ipsos.
So, interesting question that Americans were asked. About 24% of Americans, almost one out of four, say they support their state seceding from the United States, which I think is pretty exciting. About another 15% or so said were unsure. And then there were about, 57%?
53% that opposed or tended to oppose the idea of their state leaving the union.
So we still have some work to do here, and obviously I think this conversation needs to continue in the workplaces and the dinner tables around America, and we need to persuade our friends and family members about this issue. Why would anyone want to stay with the United States federal government? Besides fear, which we went into quite deep last night, the issue of fear-mongering and the fear that the red Chinese are going to invade or that the feds themselves are going to be the are going to be rolling in tanks. It's always fear is the reason to not secede from the U.S. But to me, if you acknowledge that you're afraid, especially of the federal government, that's a great reason to secede. Why would you want to be under the thumb of a bunch of tyrants? Anyway, there was more from this study here that you wanted to share, Daryl.
Yeah, so the author of this article here from Reuters says, the urge to sever ties with Washington cuts across party lines and regions, though Republicans and those from rural western states are generally warmer to the idea.
I imagine that would have been different if the poll was done a decade ago.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Warmer to the idea than Democrats and those in the Northeast. Anger with Barack Obama's handling of issues ranging from health care reform to the rise of the Islamic State drives some with the feeling of Republican respondents citing dissatisfaction with his administration as coloring their thinking. So people are admitting, you know, like, I don't like Obama, so I think we'd be better.
Yeah. It's not principle that is driving those people. It's not the desire for independence. It's just, I don't like that character in the White House.
But others said that long-running Washington gridlock has prompted them to wonder if their state would be better off striking out on their own. One gentleman from South Carolina says, I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference anymore which political party is running things. Nothing gets done. The state would be better off handling things on their own. Falling public approval of the Obama administration, attention to the Scottish vote, and the success of activists who accused the U.S. government of overstepping its authorities, such as the self-proclaimed militia members who flocked to Nevada's Bundy Ranch earlier this year during a standoff over grazing rights, is driving interest in secession. Mordecai Lee, who is a professor of government affairs at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, who studies secessionist movements, says it seems to have heated up, especially since the election of President Obama. Republicans tended to favor secession of their state with 29.7% support and only 21% of Democrats favor their state seceding. It doesn't give any indication what percentage of political independents or libertarians or Green Party.
Yeah.
Because those seem to get overlooked a lot of times, especially when it's one of these, you know, left right paradigm sort of polls of, no, the only options are Republican or Democrat. You can't be anything else.
Now, you said the South, the Southeast was more likely to support secession.
Southwest.
Southwest. That's interesting.
With 34.1% of respondents in that area supporting secession, although they don't necessarily define Southwest, it does say that the region includes Texas, so I would guess Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona. Again, they don't necessarily say. They do write that respondents from New England only supported the idea with approximately 17%.
Ooh. Now, New England, of course, is also a fairly large area as well. So I wonder, yeah, I still find myself wanting to see some results from New Hampshire. I don't want to see it bad enough to try to, create my own poll. But nonetheless, I hope that we'll see that at some point. to, and I don't know what it costs to run a poll, but I imagine it's a couple grand or something like that at least.
Actually, depending on the number of people that you plan to wind up getting to respond, mm-hmm. you could do a poll for a couple hundred dollars.
No kidding. Like, what? How many people would that get you?
That would get you about 1,000, between 1,000 and 2.
1,000's pretty typical, right? For a phone poll, that's pretty standard. But my question is, how do you reach the cell phone people? Because I don't want to just call all the elderly folks with a landline.
I get calls all the time.
From polling companies on your cell?
Not necessarily from polling companies, but from the, you know, the robocall political things. Because cell phones are not exempt, let me rephrase that. They're not automatically included in the don't call database. Mm. And then things that are deemed to be political don't have to follow the don't call registry.
Let's go to Morgan in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Morgan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I live out in the Southwest, and I just found this conversation so interesting. And as I was thinking about it, you know, I'd be in support of just about every state seceding from the United States. Either
me
that
too.
Or get rid of all the, just federal laws and just abide by state law and, you know, have federal for a few things, I suppose. But, I mean, what they've done with this country, and it's not just the current administration, past administrations going back decades.
I would dare say going back centuries.
Yeah, centuries. You know, and it's just one of those things. You know, here I am on the west side of the United States, and laws are written for things going on the east side of the state that aren't particularly, or the east side of the country that aren't happening over here. And it's like, man, now I got to abide by these laws, even though it's not a problem over here. Well, that's kind of
it. Just doesn't make sense. I think Mark's example is really stellar. You know, the idea that we here in New Hampshire have more in common with the people in California than we do with the people in Montreal, which are, you know, 4 hours away from us, is ridiculous. We definitely have more in common, at least geographically, with the people in Montreal than the people in California. So to hell with the federal government. Now, when your what is your motivation? Is it political? Is it just that you don't like the Democrats, or is it more than that?
I think it's a little more than that. I mean, you know, every state has, you know, their own Democratic Party, Republican Party. They're supporters of all kinds of ideas. You know, the problem is there's so many people with all these different ideas. Okay, there's over 300 million people mm-hmm. in America. How can one centralized government or overseer control or make happy that
yeah,
many
exactly.
people?
There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live is teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy this program and you would like to support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon. Different Amazons for different parts of the world. Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live, when you buy something there, we'll get a portion of your purchase. It's that simple. Same great deals, same huge selection, user reviews, everything you're used to, free Super Saver shipping, all that stuff. It's all the same old Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets credit for the sale. And it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So please take the extra moment, go to shop.freetalklive.com. And if you want to save a little bit of time, if you know, for instance, you're always going to order from the U.S. Amazon, you just click into the U.S. Amazon link, then bookmark that landing page. It's that landing page that has our sort of our code information in the URL. If you bookmark the landing page, then all you have to do from that point forward is just go back to your bookmarks. It'll save you the extra step, and we'll still get the percentage. So thank you for doing that at shop.freetalklive.com. We've been recapping the secession world here tonight. We finally have the final numbers from Scotland, 55% voting to stay in the United Kingdom. Scotland has resulted in, the whole scene over there has resulted in a lot of searches. You go on Google Trends, the searching for Scotland is up there. I mean, people are talking about this all around the world. There are other secessionist movements, not just in the United States, but all across Europe. Scotland is not going to be the only secessionist movement in the news as time goes on, and the more we can get this stuff talked about, the more it'll become real, and the more likely someone, somewhere, some group will succeed at seceding. And I look forward to celebrating whoever it is that's next. Daryl, you were sharing with us some interesting numbers. I don't know if we burned through all the interesting ones yet.
We did.
Okay, we did.
There were, you know, just some random quotes from some of the people. And one of these quotes I think is rather interesting. Someone by the name of Brittany Royal, who's a 31-year-old nurse from Wilkesboro, North Carolina, said anger over the Obamacare, and I hate using that term, but it's the term used here in the article, so I'll use it, over the health care reform law made her wonder if her state would be better off on its own. She says, quote, "That has really hurt a lot of people here, myself included. My insurance went from $40 a week for a family of four up to over $600 a month for a family of four. The North Carolina government itself is sustainable. Governor McCrory, I think he has a better health care plan than President Obama."
Yeah, I hope that we see more of this. You know, otherwise, we can just continue staying in the United States and continue paying for wars that just gin up more violence against people here in this country, around the world. And now, apparently, the U.S. troops are going to be going to stop Ebola. I don't know if you heard about this one.
Oh, yeah. Somehow they're going to, you know, like, shoot bullets at a disease and make it go away.
Yeah, they're
going
to bomb it, apparently, to death or something like that. The Wall Street Journal has a report on this, and that is that President Barack Obama's plan to contain the Ebola outbreak presents the U.S. military with a logistical challenge with few precedents, one that it will be under pressure to execute quickly while ensuring that the 3,000 military personnel involved are protected from the deadly virus. Obama on Tuesday warned the epidemic could not only infect hundreds of thousands of people, but carry wide security implications, even though chances of an outbreak in the U.S. are extremely low. He said after a briefing of the Centers for Disease Control, quote, "It's a potential threat to the global security if these countries break down, if their economies break down, if people panic." So because the U.S. government is apparently the world's government, they're now going and sending 3,000 troops into Africa where they are going to do something. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do to stop Ebola, but that's what their plan is. The American military has experience, claims the Wall Street Journal, responding to humanitarian crises abroad, including the 2010 earthquake and cholera outbreak in Haiti and the 1994 East African refugee crisis created by the Rwandan genocide. But the Ebola crisis in West Africa presents a unique set of challenges, according to J. Stephen Morrison, head of the Global Health Policy Center at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The operation will require the military to fuse its experience in responding to natural disasters with its training in biowarfare to minimize the risks of Americans contracting the disease. Personnel will bring medical assistance and training, logistical expertise, and engineering experience to set up 17 field hospitals with 100 beds each, more than tripling current capacity. Quote, "This is unprecedented as a public health operation led by the U.S. military." You know, I wonder, did people in the military think they were signing up for this when they joined the military?
Probably not. Hmm. Although, if you listen to the advertisements on a lot of the terrestrial radio for the National Guard, then people do think that they're signing up to just go fight natural disasters.
Really?
There's one of the ads that runs on one of the local radio stations here in Keene, and
yeah,
I'm sure it runs across the country to where they've got quotes from people, "Oh, when I got the call about the hurricane, you know, I really got excited because it was the first time I got called up to go do
this
something.
This is my chance to serve my community." Well, you know, I don't have a problem with people going and volunteering to help, you know, sandbag some rivers or whatever to protect property and try to help people and save lives. I don't have a problem with that at all. And I don't have an issue with somebody going over and trying to stop Ebola and suiting up in some kind of a protection suit and doing whatever they need to do to stop Ebola. But I do have a problem with being forced to support things like this, especially forced to support what is inevitably going to be a bureaucratic, mismanaged run at this.
Right. If you want to, you know, give some money voluntarily to an organization that has been helping Ebola patients, Doctors Without Borders has been treating Ebola patients. And they've been doing so voluntarily, not through force.
Right. What does it cost the U.S. military to send 3,000 troops anywhere, let alone 3,000 troops with, you know, special Ebola fighting sticks or whatever it is they're going to use? It's not going to be cheap. Anytime the U.S. government does anything, they pay more than they have to pay for it. And again, let's let the market decide on this. If you let Doctors Without Borders or other missionary groups or whoever else it would be that would be interested in taking this on, you let them step up and do their own fundraising to go and help out in the way they think is best, then each individual can donate to the campaign that they think will be most effective. And if there's more than one happening, if Doctors Without Borders is going in and, you know, so is some missionary group or whatever, then you know, maybe one group is more efficient than the other. Maybe one of them is more effective at helping people than the other. I would want to support the more effective group. Or maybe I'd want to support both of them. Or maybe none of them. I don't know what I would want to do, but I know that I'm forced to support the U.S. military's efforts through the threat of taxation, through the threat of violence. And I just don't think that it's okay to use violence, even if the end goal is a laudable one. There's no doubt I'd rather have troops helping people with medical problems than killing people. I mean, if I had to choose one operation versus the other, I'd rather have the troops leave the Middle East and go and try to help, you know, solve the Ebola crisis. But obviously, that's not my choice. I don't get to choose that. They just do whatever the hell they want to do.
Right. And they're not going to pay for it. They're not going to be pulling troops from the Middle East to go fight Ebola.
No, they're not.
They're actually, the Congress voted on Wednesday and Thursday, the House of Representatives and Senate, respectively, voted overwhelmingly to go give military training to Syrian rebels.
Hmm. Share your thoughts with us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. How's the weekend? Almost
it's
here.
Not yet the weekend. We're here at work, and we will work through the weekend. But go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to address the question of what are our rights? With the Scottish secession now, I guess, behind us, there was a chance that Scotland, at least part of Scotland, might secede. And I wanted to ask if you guys, I know you're talking about seceding of possibly, if you were able to form your own land, what would be the rights that you, how would you set up the government? Because if New Hampshire seceded, it would still be a state. It would still have a government, still be, you know, have a lot of cities. So wouldn't that still be bad?
Well, yeah, any centralized monopoly is a bad thing. But one that is closer to home is better than one that's 1,000 miles away. Hang on, we can talk about rights here in a moment if you'd like. I'd be happy to. I think that's an interesting discussion because a lot of people don't really understand rights, and we can get into that coming up here in the third hour of Free Talk Live, which is next.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.